listening to the Nerds Assemble podcast.
And welcome to episode 234 of the Nerds Assemble podcast. I'm Paul.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Paul, aka Retroid.
And this week we are witnessing the fury of Emily against Tumblr.
Well, I think I've gone through the stages of grief by this point since over 2 weeks ago and they did that no more porn announcement, which was like, okay, so you want to stop child pornography? Cool, I can get on board with that. Oh, wait, you'll get rid of all the adult content communities. Oh, okay. Oh, and then any drawings of anything erotic. And it's just like, whoa. And then fandom got screwed without getting screwed. Because you can't show fandom getting screwed. Because you're not allowed to pick sex acts of any kind, even if it's drawings now.
In fact, probably just saying fandom is getting screwed would get your post flagged.
Basically, the only people that are getting fucked on Tumblr are its customers by Tumblr.
Yep.
So, Emily, as somebody far more in the know than me, would you like to tell the story?
Well, once upon a time, there was this amazing platform that decided that it wanted users, and it wasn't too against people posting stuff that was kind of pornographic or explicit. So they let everybody onto their platform. And then their platform got really big and probably overvalued. And then Yahoo decided to spend way too much money on their platform. And then they made grumblings about trying to get rid of all the content that was a bit iffy back then. That was maybe a bit adult or a bit adult. But they didn't really do anything, but maybe a couple of filters and stuff were put in and that. And then Yahoo got bought by Verizon and shoved in with OAuth. And as part of that, over the years, they've tried to stamp down on adult content, still somehow failing to really do anything about child pornography or Nazis or, like, extremists who might be running around the site. But, you know, porn made for and by consensual adults, somehow that was the worst of the worst on there, and had to go. And then finally, a couple of weeks ago, they said they were getting rid of all explicit content from the site using an algorithm that flagged one of their own posts about this. And
utter bullshit, but it's just, oh god.
It's a fantastic time to be alive.
Didn't we have one of our posts flagged on it?
Yes, it was episode 231.
I mean,
We've since, you know, got
in Tumblr's defense there, that, you know, that was our gangbang episode.
That we finally went full Nerds After Dark.
No, basically, as far as I could tell, it was probably because the hue of the thumbnail was slightly orangey.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like orange, but I'm not going to flag anything for it. Was it a particularly alluring?
It does
orange.
Make me wonder, though, whether, you know, you could basically stick porn on Tumblr and just, you know, blue.
Make it purple.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now, I'll have to go searching for Asari smut on there now just to see. Blue and purple.
Oh, dear.
It's just so pitiful, really. I mean, my angle on it is I have zero issue with porn.
Yeah.
Can understand if a commercial platform doesn't want it mixed in with their results. That's fine. Because they put a safe for work filter, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
So, yeah, that should cover that, surely. Because all it would, from what I heard, all it would need is someone to, you know, flag something on a reply once, and then, you know, that, you know, all the way back to the source post that was flagged as, you know, adult or, you know, whatever. Mm. That should have covered it. But because they seem to be one of these companies that thinks, you know, automatic algorithms can catch anything dodgy like child porn, which I am 100%, you know, behind them getting rid of, because shit in hell.
Yeah.
No one wants that. So
I think part of the problem...
because they think everything can be done automatically and they don't want to spend money on having, you know, human eyeballs moderating, then, the story I heard was that some child porn or something got discovered on, you know, on Tumblr, and of course because it was available through...
an app.
iOS devices or on Apple devices, they chucked them off.
Yep. And then they got pissed about that.
Yeah, so they did. They just decided to flick all the switches to, you know, nuke.
Pretty much. It was like...
I mean, there is obviously a problem with kind of dealing with stuff like child pornography and whatnot. Not so much in the case of, you know, kind of it being on the platform, but also humans deciding what constitutes as pornographic versus what constitutes as kind of free expression and whatnot. So for example, I don't know, like kids with makeup on or whatnot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some people will be like, no, it's kind of getting into that dodgy territory. And other people will be like, no, it's fine.
Well, there are, you know, there's the, I remember in the 90s, there was a, you know, a big fuss about, you know, people taking, you know, back when you actually had to take a photographic film to be developed at the chemist. And, you know, there are a few people who got reported for, like, bath time pics of their, you know, really young kids, or, you know, in swimming pools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And see how it would happen, because it's someone being on the safe side.
Yeah. But I mean, when you're kind of dealing with an algorithm that does it, you know, the margin of error is that much greater.
An algorithm that just goes on skin tone or ratio of curves, which in this case, someone proved the point, because, you know, they said, oh, these algorithms will flag pictures of sand dunes, and then that post got flagged as explicit because it was a picture of a sand dune.
Yeah.
As if Tumblr was saying, yep, that's the exact absolutely fucked up flawed algorithm we're using.
I mean, the algorithms haven't even got to such a decent point that the computer actually can fully 100% know what it's looking at in an image every time.
No.
So basically they're using, you know, pretty much bad AI or bad algorithms.
I mean, the whole thing with training AI is that it's supposed to, it works out its own rules when it's given data subsets.
Yeah.
So you can say, you know, here are a lot of pictures of porn that I got off a friend's hard drive, definitely not my own. So, you know, look at these, you know, see what's there. So it will be, you know, dominant colors, shapes, angles, you know, where faces are, that kind of thing. Because, you know, obviously, you know, that's going to be helpful, you know, to find, you know, to try working out what, you know, what part is what, you know, all of that. And then the algorithm will say, well, I resisted the urge to this bit out. I think, you know, these are my rules. And then the idea is you're supposed to give it something which is, you know, just lots of random shit and see if it, you know, flags things which it really shouldn't. Because, you know, we've all seen that picture of a tortoise shell that's got a slightly photoshopped pattern on it, which Google's algorithms will recognize as a gun.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, there, you know, various other things like that, where, you know, this is obviously a picture of this, but algorithms will flag it as that. And that's always the flaw. So, you know, using algorithms, that's bollocks. You know, the whole, if you're a commercial company that doesn't want porn on your service, that's fine. We've already said, you know, we'd all be fine with it being, you know, filtered from search results. If you definitely don't want it on your platform, you're going to have to human moderate it, And surely it would make a bit more sense to just move everything over to its own domain or whatever.
Yeah.
Or you could raise the age further of who, I mean, I know they've had to increase it to 16, I think, to sign up for a time of their account. I just, fuck's sake, just accept that you're an 18 plus platform because a huge chunk of your users are over that age. And just fucking get on with it.
Yeah, and it's just, I can think of, you know, I follow accounts on, you know, Twitter where, you know, I'll see occasional, you know, bits of smut or something fly past. You know, or, you know, not quite smut, but something illustrative that could be construed as smut. Mm. And it's just, okay, I'm fine with that.
It's like some of the cosplay stuff.
Yeah.
That could be kind of on the verge.
Oh, sorry, I'm just rebooting my laptop.
Hooray.
But so, I mean,
I'll mention that later. I've had technological fun. Okay.
But I mean, presumably Tumblr must have had people complaining that there was child pornography on it. So what have they been doing to actually take down the child pornography?
The bit that I really want to take them, you know, to issue with that is, surely if you've got a platform where people can share shit, and we know what people are like anyway, there's going to be, you know, porn, which is going to end up on it.
Yeah.
But if you have someone report that something's child porn, it should instantly get looked at and nuked if it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not just the post, but obviously the account should probably be nuked.
And apparently,
the details, you know, passed on to the authorities.
Yeah. Apparently, well, again, some of the reports I heard that, you know, it was there, but it stayed there, and that's why the app was withdrawn. That is a definite issue for Tumblr.
Yeah.
So, fuck's sake.
I mean,
really?
I don't think they've been putting much money into it for quite a while. I mean, I think they definitely got fewer people behind the scenes than they did in its heyday.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like, kind of a frustration, because it's like they're sort of messing with a platform that had been doing okay in the past, but now they've just, you know, it's just a mess. It's just,
I think it is a huge shame, because it had so much potential when it started off. I really liked the idea of you know, being able to do like photo blogs, or, you know, embed a video, or have it, you know, write a really long blog entry, all that sort of thing. So, you know, I've looked at friends, obviously, I've looked at, you know, ours, and, you know, there were some excellent GIF ones for TV series, you know, Phantoms and things like that. You know, those were brilliant, but it just seems like such a huge shame. They've just, you know, hey, we've had an idea, let's buy it. What do we do with it? I don't know.
So, I mean, because obviously I'm pretty sure that Facebook and Twitter doesn't have this problem with, like, the whole child porn on it.
So, I mean, they've got regular porn people on it.
I mean, is it just a case of the size of Tumblr's back end, so to speak?
Goodness. Maybe it's I have the feeling it's just a lack of arseness.
A lack of what, sorry?
Arsedness.
Yeah.
They just couldn't be arsed, you know, spending the time or resources on, you know, getting everything, you know, because, you know, the whole idea, you know, my thing with algorithms is, surely they would be great if you use them as a guide, if the, you know, the algorithm flags something up for a human moderator to have a look at.
Yeah, absolutely.
And say, that's fine, or that's definitely not, that's going.
I mean, as far as I'm aware, I mean, it's like, say, for example, I know it's kind of off topic slightly, but drones and whatnot, and, you know, the concept of actually having machines deciding to kill people, you know, is... That doesn't happen because we can't have machines that, you know, are designed to basically use their own distinction to, you know, kill people, in essence. You know, it has to be, you know, a remote operator. a human being at the other end that decides whether, you know, the threat is, you know, imminent, whether it's, you know, should be taken out with deadly force or whatnot.
I'm rather glad that tech bros are not involved with, you know, automated warfare, put it that way.
Hmm.
Because after seeing the clusterfuck of, you know, security when it comes to all these, you know, tech companies and how they work, and, you know, stuff that just doesn't seem to occur to them, which is like, come on, work it out. I mean, you know, there are the, you know, the real examples of, you know, it's a tangent, but it's relevant because, you know, you have the, you know, the problem with the original Kinect, where it was very bad at detecting black people. It's just, you know, surely, you know, that's one of those things you think surely that should have come up.
Well, you'd think.
But apparently it didn't.
But yeah, it's kind of part of the problem when tech is so white, as it were.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you have different perspectives. It's, again, it doesn't have to be just a race thing. It's a viewpoint thing. It's just, you know, come on, no one can think of.
No.
So, you know, you can't just say
whether this. You cut out. No one can think of.
Just no one can think of everything. That's why, you know, you're always supposed to be able to, you know, have beaters or, you know, you need someone to have a final say. You know, someone else to have a final say.
Yeah. I mean, heck, do it by committee. Have it so that, you know, not one moderator can actually delete, like, a profile or something like that. You have to have, like, an agreement via, like, three or four or whatever.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, you can put people on probation. It's like, I'm a moderator and you're a gamer. And, you know, there's no automation on there. It's, you know, 100% human moderation, and, you know, we get reports in and we can check, and, you know, there are, you know, we've got various tools to, you know, to check things, but yeah, if we had just, you know, like keyword filters, or, you know, people get away from keyword filters, people work their way around them.
Yeah,
as any website that's had automatic, you know, censorship on it will know. So, you know, the whole idea of just, you know, leaving it automated and, you know, that will work and it won't blow up in your face is just, that's not going to work. It really isn't. And, you know, Tumblr is ably proving that you cannot leave it to just, you know, automatic rules.
Absolutely not. But
and surely they also would have been able to print money if they'd had a, you know, like Pornblur.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something. It's like, you know, okay, you don't want it on your general, you know, website, but come on.
Well, I mean, in response to this, I remember a tweet from Pornhub turning around saying, hey, by the way, you know, you can have your sexually explicit stuff over at our place. You know, we do have, you know, kind of, like, you know, writing and whatnot and images that you can do. It's not just, you know, kind of videos. So that was kind of like a interesting kind of Pornhub's kind of a, yeah, trying to take up a little bit of the slack there.
Yeah. Their PR is generally good.
Yeah.
Things like, you know, if a city gets snowed in or, you know, something, they'll, you know, they'll send snowplows there with Pornhub on the scoops. Okay. It definitely gets you noticed.
Yes, yeah, I would say, I mean, out of all of the porn sites out there, Pornhub's probably the most well known, maybe. I know, most memed, definitely.
Oh yeah.
Soup, it's just, I think perhaps one of the worst things, at least from a fandom's point of view, is the communities that have been dispersed. Because you've got artists you've basically been told they're not welcome on the platform. Erotic fanfic is still somehow okay, but for how long, we don't know. Because, like, they're probably going to go for that next. And the thing is that it looks suspiciously like there was a series of laws that came in the US earlier this year, which were aimed at targeting human trafficking and like sex trafficking and foster incestor. And in implementing them this is why Craigslist got rid of certain functionality earlier this year. It's why, some particular art blog, art community and site thing kind of got penalized by Google's terms for having explicit content that really wasn't explicit content. Like, they seem to be, all the app stores are like really go harder on stuff that might be explicit now in light of these new laws coming in. And we can't tell if it's because they're worried about the laws or they're using the laws and they're interpreting them too broadly as an opportunity to justify a degree of censorship.
Well, I think because slightly on a tangent here, but you know the whole, was it Article 13 with Europe and the YouTube copyright and whatnot?
Yeah.
And one of the videos that I was watching about that, one of them actually pointed out that tech giant companies, they generally tend to try and cater to the lowest common denominator. So rather than having like different services for different countries or blocking an entire service in an entire country, they'll basically just kind of reduce the rules down so that it fits in with as many people as possible. And, you know, that is probably going to be, you know, the case.
In which case, the whole of fandom's fucked. At least on time that they're... Was interesting though coming out of this compared to, because I've only ever seen stuff about almost fandom purges in a historical sense, well after the fact, hearing people who were previously affected by purges on LiveJournal, fanfiction.net, and maybe like the old other site, basically how they've talked about how these how they got through these purges previously. And it's just kind of like, well, it was tough. An archive of our own was formed because there was like a series of things that happened close together, including stuff to do with LiveJournal, where everyone was just like, fuck's sake, this is ridiculous. And that's why the Organisation for Transformative Works was formed, and then Archive of Our Own was formed, to kind of stop that kind of thing from happening. But this time round, we've got... Because people are a bit more technically minded now. I mean, you've got people, there's kind of like a bigger mix of skills going on. Like, you've got people who were around for those ones, but the tools to do stuff yourself are a bit more widely available. And you've got people who are willing to organise a bit more. And you've got tools that make organisation a bit easier. Like, there's a lot of conversations happening in various servers on Discord, talking about how to do things differently and running basically to a degree your own metal. Maybe not necessarily your own actual physical server, but certainly buying your own server space on servers from companies that are in countries that are cool with shit and have reasonable TOS, basically. And kind of getting sort of like federated and decentralized systems going. Like, imagine kind of like, oh, I don't know, like something like Mastodon, but massively implemented for fandom. So that kind of technology, that decentralized technology, or kind of certainly with the federated side, having like almost like your own little pod of your information, your files and stuff, and you choose what services you connect that to.
Yeah.
And share that with. That kind of thinking is happening. There's organisation going on around that, and it's kind of like a general attitude of, we can't trust the big players anymore. Like, people are just about trusting AO3, but otherwise, when it comes to the social side, the community side, there's a lot of people going, we just can't trust the big players.
Yeah, because no doubt this will kind of keep on repeating.
Yeah.
As soon as the service gets big enough to be noticed, you know, it'll be slapped with lawsuits or, you know, people complaining and or, you know, taking down their money. And, all of a sudden, you got another Tumblr situation.
Yep. basically. So what, another thing though is that with the whole thing, Dreamwidth has suddenly seen a bit of a resurgence again, which was a fork of LiveJournal that was created when LiveJournal got a bit too crazy, I think mostly thanks to the Russians, because they cracked down on stuff. And also, what should we call it? Pillowfort, which is in beta, that suddenly got a surge of interest. Like they've literally just been trying to get sensibly through various beta wave signups and stuff, and then this launched, and everyone was like, because it's the closest thing to Tumblr almost at the moment in terms of its design, because you can sort of reshare stuff and that, and
yeah,
there's replies and things. Yeah, it got inundated. I actually snapped up a bunch of accounts for my things because yeah, it's just getting impossible to organize on Tumblr now with my original account, which appears to have been shadow banned, not marked out for explicitness, so it's not hidden in that way, but instead it's not visible. It's just like, unless you're following me, you wouldn't know it existed, basically,
which is just what?
It's really frustrating as well, because like organizing stuff, like I've got a lot of followers, but I can't actually expand my reach any further because nobody can find me.
And because nobody can find you, I mean, all you can do is kind of point your existing followers to your new home, as it were.
Yeah, which I'm currently building whilst we record, because I'm just like, I still need to be on here to be able to organize for fandom events, because finding artists is hard. And you kind of need connections in order for that to happen. But otherwise, it's just like, oh, come on. Just,
Yeah, just all the noises.
So, yeah, so that's Tumblr. That's how to lose a lot of money really quickly. I think will be a lesson there.
It'll be, you know, nice customers we've got here. It'll be a pity if something were to happen to them.
Yeah, actually, that sounds actually really accurate. That really sounds like how they thought about this.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well done, you've just set fire to your own side.
Just
idiots.
Just covered it in a can of fuel, lit a match, I mean, thrown it, walked away.
I remember some people describing Tumblr as kind of a place for like teenage girls and feminists and stuff like that.
It's just, yeah, you know, the whole stereotype that wankers you've got a Tumblr, which is something someone actually said, and it's just, what? Is that supposed to be some kind of massive own? So, what? Oh, you've got a membership somewhere. So, I will have to get, you know, some tea tree for that supreme burn.
So supreme, such burn.
Yeah, it's just, what? But, yeah. So it's simultaneously a safe space and a massive pornography.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, make your minds up. Which is it going to be?
And quite frankly, our infrastructure is probably not going to be on there on the Tumblr for much longer, because
we can't risk basically making episodes, and then, I mean, we could risk making episodes
and then find it. Every so often we've got to appeal it being marked as sensitive content because the header was the wrong fucking color. Christ. I mean, like, that was the most ridiculous thing.
It is just laugh cry, isn't it? Because what else can you do when it's just so ridiculous?
It's just... it frustrates me. I mean, it also is frustrating as well for, like, legitimate sex workers who were using the site in a way... that, okay, obviously you don't want the little young kids seeing, but at the same time, technically, they were legit to a degree because there was consensual stuff going on. Meanwhile, the porn bots, nobody's done anything about the porn bots. Since this whole thing went down, I've got tons of friends who have been like absolutely like swamped by porn bots. And you know what? I think that's the only advantage I've got being shadow banned at the moment. The porn bots find it really hard to find me and try to follow me. It's the only advantage I've got.
They're really winning there then, aren't they?
Yeah. The porn bots are still in force. So I just, yeah. I don't know who's really willing here.
I mean that's why in that, you know, that point you raised was you know, why I said, why didn't they just spin it off?
Yeah.
Or sell, you know, spin it off and sell it. If you don't want anything to do with, you know, what you would term as adult content, then just spin it off. It doesn't have to be something that's on your service. You know, you can always just say, well, you know, these are now here. And if anyone wants to buy it, because I'm, you know, oh yeah, I can't see Smut making any money whatsoever.
It's kind of part of the problem with the kind of tech industry and, well, computer, you know, kind of software and whatnot, is the fact that you will have big companies buying up popular stuff and then going, now we don't want that anymore, and basically closing it down rather than kind of selling it on or anything. I mean, that's what pretty much happened with Vine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So who was that bought by?
That was Twitter.
That was Twitter. And then they decided, don't want to bother with this anymore. Why did you fucking buy it then? Why don't you just, you know, sell it to somebody else that will kind of, you know, have it
sell running? It to someone who gives a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the entire point. And I think half the time of being very, very generous to them there, it's at least half the time, these big tech companies will swallow up a smaller firm because they just think it might get big.
Mm.
You know, they don't actually have any plans. They just think it might automatically, with no help from them, get to be the next big thing. So, you know, they definitely want to have that. And Yahoo/Oath/Verizon, whatever, seem to have a track record of doing exactly the opposite.
But I mean, it's ridiculous because, I mean, with services like that, if you were to, you know, decide that, oh, you are going to basically do, you know, build this platform which does on a maybe like 7-second short looping video clips or whatnot, Twitter will be the first on you and sue you. And it's like, you've got a platform just like it that used to be really, really fucking popular and you're doing nothing with it. And you're basically stopping anybody else from having anything even remotely similar. There comes a time when basically you're it and you're just basically
shit. I think Twitter is you know, one of the few ones where they seem to have a very definite idea and they either want to kill a competitor. Or they see someone, you know, doing something that, you know, they should have done from the first place.
Mm.
As I will eagerly point out to people, things like embedding pictures, that was, you know, that wasn't in Twitter to start off with. You know, you had, you know, websites that were dedicated to giving you, you know, image hosting and short links to put in your tweet. And, you know, the same with videos and, the same with, you know, embedding, a proper link. The same with pretty much everything that they, you know, now people now take for granted as part of Twitter. They nicked from other people, allegedly. Or they just saw someone, you know, that's what I think happened with Vine, pretty much. It was 50% they wanted to see if it was going to be the next big thing, so, you know, they can make money from it anyway when it was a potential competitor. And if they didn't, then it was a competitor gone.
Hmm.
And, oh, look, you can post videos on Twitter.
Yeah.
But and it would be really nice if my Twitter account didn't keep getting followed by lovely young ladies who are, you know, confident in their body image, but only seem to retweet stuff or post adverts.
Maybe. I mean, have you noticed an influx of them since the Tumblr situation?
Personally, no.
Okay.
But, yeah, it fluctuates. Because I know, you know, posting, you know, technical videos on, you know, measuring the temperature of old RAM chips running in an Atari, you know, 65XE made in 1985, you know, gets these young ladies hot and bothered. But, you know, sometimes I have to think, are you a real person, really?
I know there could be porn bots and being like, oh, that is actually quite hot. Yeah, that's vintage stuff, that is. Oh, blimey.
That's the hot RAM there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at the interface on that. Oh. 1 bit, I'll take a bite.
I'd randomly access that memory.
Yeah. I'd mount that drive. Yeah. Anyone?
I didn't eject.
I do apologize. Yeah, anyway.
Anyway. I think we should probably we do usually do, obviously, like, usually do a roundup type thing this time of year, you know, kind of. You know, just try to get through stuff, but
what, like, things that we actually enjoyed about the year?
But this year's been a pretty shit year. I mean, there's been stuff we've enjoyed, but it's been in such an overwhelming context of negativity.
Yeah, a lot of bittersweet stuff as well. Like, I'll go first with mine. Basically, I just finished rewatching first season of Star Trek Discovery, and I really enjoyed it. And the second time round, knowing all of the twists coming and whatnot, I actually saw the, you know, tiny elements, you know, kind of placed foreshadowing and whatnot, and just be like, see, well, when I first watched it, it was like all kind of, you know, oh, this is a big twist, I didn't see this coming. But yeah, that there were, you know, nuggets of information here and there.
So what series was this, sorry? Because it cut off when you said, all right. Helpfully.
Star Trek Discovery.
Ah, right, yes.
And then...
Yes, I've partly done maybe about halfway through.
Mm.
But yeah, go on.
But yeah, just kind of having all of the, you know, kind of people online being like, oh, either the Orville's better or, oh, SJW, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, fuck's sake.
Yeah, have you ever watched a Star Trek?
Apparently not.
No. Or not that closely. So, they're talking about ethics and shit. Oh, yay, they're blowing something up now. That's better.
I mean, I understand if you don't like Star Trek for whatever reason. Maybe you're not into sci-fi. Maybe it's, you know, too philosophical for you. Maybe there's not enough action in it for you.
Maybe you're just a terrible person and you're wrong.
Fair enough, you know, you do you, that's absolutely fine, but to turn around and say that, oh, this new series is terrible because, you know, women are in charge and because, you know, there's black people in there and, you know, there's this and there's that, and it's... No. Just don't.
There's no need for that.
I mean, every single Star Trek series has had its own flavour as well, so you can't even turn around and say, oh, well, it's just not Star... It doesn't feel like Star Trek, and it's... You know, every single series has had its uniqueness to it. Yeah. I mean, the only two that actually felt a little bit similar was probably Voyager and Next Generation. And that's only because, like, uniforms and, you know, flying through space, you know, exploring shit. Which, I mean, admittedly, the others had it as well. But, yeah, say, for example, Enterprise was very different.
Yeah. And that had its pluses and minuses. I will defend some bits, and other bits I'll just go, ugh.
Absolutely.
Like that theme tune.
Yeah. Oh, definitely the theme tune.
But with the Star Treks as well, they were all products of their time and of their platform. As an example, Next Generation and DS9 were made to be self-contained and syndicated.
Yeah.
And it was only when the United Paramount Network, which was like an amalgam kind of like, carried by local stations, a bit like ITV was here, that you started getting, the more long-form stories.
To be honest, I mean, the long-form stories, I actually kind of enjoy those more.
I always preferred arcs in my series, so yeah.
I mean, it's one thing being able to kind of pick up and put down, like, Star Trek whenever you kind of feel like it, because, maybe this episode isn't your cup of tea, so you'll just miss it, and then, you'll go on to the next one or whatnot. But that there's just something about actually having a grander story that makes more sense. Not everything kind of gets reset. You have, lasting consequences. Yeah. It makes it feel like the characters' decisions and characters' actions actually have far more impact than the episodic nature of, the originals. Yeah.
And I would definitely argue that Discovery exists in the streaming age. Every other series of Star Trek, either, obviously to start off with, you only had watching it live.
Yeah.
Or reading book adaptations, which, I've mentioned before, I do have those, where you'll have, the original was, you had maybe two or three episodes adapted in, each book, and I've got three volumes of, one for each season of, the original Trek. And, some of those were really good because they were by the original author. As an example, I think City on the Edge of Forever, that was by the original author of the story, and that was expanded from, the TV episode. So, yeah, advantages there. But all the other tracks relied on, at best, if you recorded them at home yourself, where they know you're going to stream it, and they're selling it on, however you get it, whether it's on CBS Go in the US or Netflix in the rest of the world, you're going to get it weekly, but also you're going to be able to watch them all in one go if you can wait.
Yeah.
They're on demand. You don't have to, record them yourself or wait until there's a box set, which I did see in town today.
Nice.
So, you've got that as an option. You can walk into a shop and you can buy Star Trek Discovery Season 1 on, DVD or Blu-ray. Or, Netflix subscription, you can just sit and gorge them.
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously that, lends itself, and the success of things like Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Which I think worked a hell of a lot better binging than it did on a weekly basis. I just couldn't have put up with that on a weekly basis. Anyway, sorry. Yes.
No, that's all right. So, Star Trek Discovery, obviously it's coming back in January.
Yes.
Was it like 17th or 11th or something like that?
It's something like mid-January.
So, looking forward to that. Obviously, there was Infinity War. That was like a fucking big deal. that's quite a game changer for Marvel. I'm not sure what they're gonna do, but
A horrible feeling. I mean, bearing in mind I haven't read the comics that this is from, so but I've got a horrible feeling that it's going to be a big Deus Ex reset button.
Yeah. So, somehow, even if it makes sense within the story and the narrative and the Marvel wider universe or whatnot, there's I mean, you've already got, Spider-Man 2 confirmed. You got, Doctor Strange, a second film confirmed. You've got, Black Panther 2 confirmed. I know there was meant to be Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, but not sure where that is at the moment. We all know that, it's going to have to be undone in order for them to do that.
I mean, unless, you know, Spider-Man 2 is going to be a dustpan and brush being carried around by his mate while he cries and goes, my friend is dead. Also, half of my friends are dead.
Which really doesn't work.
It wouldn't be a happy film, would it?
But it's not just that, but it's also to do with the fact that if you kill off half the population of a planet, or, you know, half the living things, things don't work the same when you've got that level of decimation.
I mean, rent would be a lot better.
But... Finally, we'll be able to buy a house!
Hurrah! London is saved!
But, you know, kind of on the whole, say, for example, you know, kind of Thanos snaps his fingers, you've still got, you know, what, 3.5 billion or whatnot on the planet. Fair enough. How many farmers got snapped in that?
Who knows? Maybe the Infinity Gauntlet has got a really complicated, like, bookkeeping system.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way that Thanos could have defeated the Avengers. Basically just being like, okay, well, I'm going to snap, but I'm going to decide to take out all the bad people. I'm doing you a favour as well now.
Yeah, it just, what? it's the kind of absolute bollocks McGuff.
Mm.
Not to think about. Because you just come up with too many problems with it. It's just such an absolute bollocks idea.
And I mean, if it is, you know, like half of all life, that means that like half the bees are gone as well.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Half the cats! Right, that's it. I'm anti-Thanos.
You'd have basically, you know, like animals on the endangered species list. And you basically get them, you know, cut in half as well.
What happens if there's only one, expert for a particular species? You know, trying to bring them back from extinction. Mm. Hey, answer me that, Thanos, you purple wanker.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, I kind of really hated the whole... thing that kind of came up with, was it Thanos did nothing wrong or something like that?
Yeah.
And it's just like, are you fucking serious? Because that sounds incredibly Nazi-ish.
Yeah, that's pretty much the origin of it as well.
Oh, dear.
It's like, pick someone shit and then say, they did nothing wrong. So how do I break this to you?
It's like, well, right, okay, so Thanos was trying to do it fairly, you know, meant to be like random, you know, 50%. Okay, so if you see that there's nothing wrong, there's a 50-50 chance that you'd be the one to get, dusted. And
may
I would be
odds
the one to survive.
Forever be in your favour. Apart from you, you're a purple wanker.
Yes.
That would be a bit of a bastard, wouldn't it? Because if he wiped himself out, if there was a 50-50 chance of, you know, him being, you know, yeah, you could probably say, oh yeah, but he's the one wearing the, you know, say, yeah, but I don't care, it's bollocks anyway. I'm not a big fan of the Infinity Gauntlet and the Infinity Stones. It's just absolute bullshit. It's the kind of bullshit that I never liked in these comics. So, yeah, anyway.
There's definitely a sorry?
Lots of bollocks.
Lots of bollocks, yes. Too many bollocks for Tumblr.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, but, I mean, the real issue, though, is female-presenting nipples.
I did see an excellent picture of, two blue tits, which, for international listeners, they're a type of bird in Britain. And, it was just, you know, one of them was fine and the other was pixelated. And said, you know, the one on the left is female.
I mean, if nothing else, I think over the past couple of years with what's going on in the world, at least humour is being generated as almost like a source of hope, you know, kind of pointing out the stupidity of society. You know, the amount of kind of, what is it, Daily Mash articles or News Stump. God. Articles and whatnot. That's basically kind of telling it at how it is, but only it is meant to be funny.
Yeah.
Just a kind of humorous take on it.
Yeah, it's ha ha, we're all but we'll just put a spin on something. Cause it's either that or we all get drunk. Which is an option.
Fair, fair. Okay, well, I think let's see, those are two of my biggest ones this year. That's kind of worrying. Emily?
What highlights?
Oh, I did pass my driving test and got a car, so there is that.
That is good.
That changed my life. Because getting a fucking car in Cornwall changes your life, seriously.
Yeah.
It opens up so many possibilities.
Good things.
Come on, think, Emily.
I got into Check Please fandom. That was nice. It was nice to be in a fandom where people don't die like a thing like constantly.
Like almost literally constantly.
As per, you know, what things are like in Supernatural. I'm still into Supernatural.
But... You just know that if there was a Marvel crossover with Supernatural, that the Winchesters would have tried to have taken out Thanos and somehow made the situation 20 times worse.
And yet still be alive.
Yeah, still be alive. Yeah.
Because they would have gone through an entire, well, half a season ignoring the problem. The last half of the season, you know, trying desperately to fix the problem, only for Sam to go, I'm not sure if I can do this at the last moment. I mean, I'm generalising a little bit. Or for Dean to fuck it up somehow.
Yes.
Just, yeah.
So basically, you've
heavily generalizing there. Sorry.
Yeah, they're taking on a mad titan that wants to kill half the universe. Okay, they've made the situation worse now, and somehow it's three quarters of the universe that's at risk. That's the supernatural way.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the supernatural fan next to me is agreeing.
It's just you can't.
is this sign based on the latest season?
Well, some interesting things happened last week and before the hiatus started, so there is that. But no, it's cool. But meh. I'm trying to think. So Check Please, I really like Check Please. Lots of cool shit about Check Please. Even though technically the bit of it that's publishing at the moment is its last year.
Would you say that hockey in general?
Okay, hockey in general. Let's go for hockey in general because I'm watching hockey games. So I've had a break this past week and I'm going to be catching up with just having games on in the background for probably a few days over Christmas.
And that would probably... I was going to say, that would probably kind of cover Letterkenny as well a bit.
Yeah, well, tiniest bits. Yeah. I mean, Wayne isn't a hockey bro and he's freaking awesome. So okay, and Letterkenny, the discovery of Letterkenny.
The annoyance that you can't actually watch it legally in the UK.
Yeah, somebody needs to pick that show up.
The super annoyance, the fact that Americans and Canadians can actually download it on the Google Play Store, but you can't do that in the UK.
Well, the rights buyers in the UK clearly don't. They clearly don't give a flying puck.
It's not all hockey based. A lot of it's about fights and drinking and swearing.
Okay. Wait. Oh, well.
Wait. That's quite hockey. So the fights part. But yeah, those have been my biggest things this year. I mean, I've been settling into a new job this year, so having the right amount of headspace to do things I enjoy has sometimes been a struggle. But I'm slowly getting better at it, I think is how I'd put it. But I just want people to stop fucking with my stuff, man. And when I say my stuff, I do literally mean Tumblr. Like, a whole load of my enjoyment out of, the
fan community, really.
The fan community, yeah, it's just kind of disappeared overnight.
The amount of you know, people that you've kind of got to know and met up with, and you know, made real, you know, connections with and friendships.
Yeah.
And it's like that platform is now kind of defunct.
And the thing is, nobody's properly moved on because there was nothing to properly move on to, as we were saying. Like, Pillowfort's not, you know, sorted yet. It's not in a state to deal with lots of things, and it has other issues. You know, it's just not. That's what it is. But I just kind of want things to. That's what I want. And other such noises. I don't know. I think it's ice hockey, it's Czech fees, it's Letterkenny, it's getting another tattoo, it's getting becoming more friends. I mean, despite all this, I've become friends with more fandom people, despite literally all of this. But it's, you know, it's been tough going trying to find the time to kind of like get into things that I want to be in this year, just because of the headspace issue. It's, yeah.
Fair.
So
I mean, if you don't have the headspace for something, you're not really going to appreciate it.
No. Also, speaking of Pillowfort, though, heads up to Pillowfort on Twitter.
Oh.
Because a friend of the show, not that he's ever been, but one of the old Oh No Video Games guys, his Twitter name handle, Matt, has been forever been Pillowfort.
Mm-hmm.
Matt from Oh No Video Games, friend of the show's, Martin, who did our theme tune.
Ah.
Yeah, Matt Jones, props to Matt Jones for having the Twitter handle Pillowfort since before anyone tried to make Pillowfort, and not giving it up, so I'm gonna let you down. You know, and various other really bad Rickroll references. So, yeah. Oh my god, what? Fluff Bingo's gone? No!
Fluff Bingo.
Is it gone or is it... Have they not? Okay, it looks like SPN Fluff Bingo, which is a flipping non-explicit flipping... challenge. Oh my god, it's been censored. I think it's been censored. Oh.
It's been what?
Oh my god. SPN Fluff Bingo, which has nothing to do with fluffing. It's to do with cute, lovely, wholesome stuff. Has been...
It's been nuked.
It's there, but it's been censored as, like, it's mostly Jen and fluff and, like, hardly any image posts. Oh my god, and they were organising stuff, like, last month just for people to start going. Oh my god. Oh my, this is how bad the Tumblr thing is. They've taken out what should be a pretty non-offensive Twitter account.
Twitter.
Well, not Twitter, sorry, Tumblr account. God, sorry. It's too many T's, man. Too many T's. But fudge.
It was those orange sand dunes that did it.
Totally.
It's right. You'll have, you know, well, you won't have to remember Tumblr. It should be Twitter from now.
Yeah.
Tease.
Yeah, they are making it easy to cut down on T's.
Retroid.
Yeah.
What are the positives in your year?
Off with the most fresh in my mind, which is we're currently rewatching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yay!
And we've been really quite enjoying it. Apart from one or two characters like Riley, who's a wanker.
Yep.
He is just the whiniest, whingiest, most insecure, pushy, needy asshole. And this is in a series with Xander in it.
Yeah, I think he's...
You understand the point that's basically his shtick. Xander is Xander. You know, I like Xander, but Riley, tosser. And then it's, oh, you've not been paying enough attention to me. So...
Nope, sorry, you cut off then.
So I'm going to get sucked by vampires, but not in that way, because it's a family show, and by vampires sucking, we mean drinking of blood. Not in that way. But it's presented in a kind of cheating way.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because he's all, oh, what about Angel? Angel left 2 seasons ago. And then it's, oh, your mum died. Why didn't you tell me? And fuck you. That's why.
Because I was kind of busy.
Yeah, kind of busy with, oh, God, all the feels episode, that one. That was, yeah.
Was it the body or something? I
think that's what it's called. Yeah, it's just, oh, that is, yeah. Very well observed.
Hmm.
Even down to the, the random shit that she does, and because she just can't, the gut punch of her walking in and finding her mother, and just the way she says mom, and then just finishes off with her sort of mommy, because you can see it, just sort of breaking in stages. So Sarah Michelle Gellar, did a. Turned in a sterling performance in that.
Oh, most definitely.
And yeah, little things like the paramedic saying, if we'd got here, or if we'd got here, or if something noticed, and then Buffy has like a little fantasy in her head of oh, that's it. The paramedic saying, is she breathing? And, Buffy has this whole thing of, her mother gasping, and then, quick cut to, hospital bed, and, her saying, oh, I'm so glad you found me in time.
Hmm.
And then it, cutting right back to the, the paramedics doing CPR on the body.
Yeah.
And what was so well done with that was they're fighting demons and, all sorts, but the mundane can just come and, completely blindside you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, been really enjoying that, and, being very thankful that Angel wasn't in it for that long. Because he is a very boring, mopey character.
That is very true. I definitely preferred Spike over Angel, I think.
Yeah, and Spike has an arc.
Hmm.
He starts off as a bastard, and then he's a fixated bastard. And the old plot line of he gets a chip in his head by the the government, so he can't attack humans.
Yeah.
So he's still a bastard. I mean, there's some really nice bits in because he can't hurt them, and he's occasionally sort of helped the Scooby Gang.
Hmm.
They'll go to him and they'll say, this, and he'll turn around and go, I don't care, go die, I'm evil. I'm not going to help you, why should I help you? I'm evil. Just go. And yeah, that develops into the unhealthy fixation, you know, with Buffy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that turns into something else because, you know, she rebuffs him. And then he's developing and he's got a real, you know, loyalty to her. And not in the sort of creepy way. So I liked how that was portrayed. That was a risky move, though, because he was basically just a sex botherer.
Yeah. Until he actually fought for his soul.
Yeah. So you know, there's a whole thing where he's protecting Dawn because he's promised Buffy.
Yeah.
And yeah, the whole thing with Buffy's death.
Hmm.
Where we've watched the two-parter at the start of season 6 where she's resurrected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I have a feeling that when it was originally on TV, we missed some of those episodes. So that's going to be interesting to catch up on them.
Okay.
Because from what I can recall, this is the season where you have the... is it the three nerds?
Yes. Yeah.
So, including Jonathan, who, of course, you know, because he's, you know, we're watching them two or three episodes a night.
Mm.
We're just sort of, you know, binging because we've got the entirety of Buffy, so why the hell not?
Yeah, fair.
So, you know, we're doing it that way. And so that way Jonathan is more of a feature in our minds.
Mm.
And, of course, there was that episode where... Jonathan makes himself the most awesome person.
Oh, that was an excellent episode.
That was excellent, including the changed intro as well.
Yeah,
where it's Jonathan looking suave and debonair, and
that's kind of where the kind of interaction between the story arcs and the individual episodes actually really makes sense. Is when you have those, you know, the one-off episodes. But it's really stand out because it's, you know, it's definitely doing something very different.
Yeah, and you could have just had a random character every now and then. But, you know, each time, but they decided that... So it's Jonathan that they will occasionally pick on as, you're the weirdo, you're going to shoot up the school.
Mm.
And say, no. You know, other things like he'll get in trouble or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, yeah, it just works. So we've been really quite enjoying it. We've got we've got a few weeks left of, you know, the episodes.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, maybe about two. So I've been... really quite happy to catch up with it because I've caught occasional episodes when Sci-Fi has been showing it.
Okay.
But this way it's just at your own pace, and again it's the, you know, the blessing of the box set.
Hmm.
The blessing of the binge, being able to absorb a series like this.
Yeah.
When you've got 7 seasons. Not problem free. Some of the early episodes with computers are yeah. There's not much you can say. But it's fine. And a little bit strange that Tara doesn't have crediting in the intro sequence.
Yeah.
It's just striking me as odd because as she gets introduced in season 4, she's there the entirety of season 5 and in forms major plot points. And then, of course, in season 6, she's a major plot point.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say what it is because, of course, I know...
Spoilers.
We've all seen Buffy, but I won't say what it is because I haven't reached that point in... But it's going to be interesting to be able to watch that again and just see what we make of it now.
Mm.
Let's see, other things. Enjoyed, you know, Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah.
Maniac was very good.
Okay.
on Netflix. Go watch it if you haven't already. And you two haven't, have you?
No, we haven't.
No, go watch it now. Along with all the other series that you haven't watched, which are awesome and you should watch. Shame on you.
Yeah.
To be fair, I mean, I'm currently working my way through season 3 of Travelers, so it's not like I haven't been watching Netflix.
Yeah, okay, but put it on the list. Put it on the list. But, well, you know, outside of TV and film and the like, I've been enjoying No Man's Sky. But mostly, I've been working on my lab or shed and just getting into more electronics and getting my head around things and the point where I'm almost going to be putting videos up on YouTube if all goes well.
Nice.
So I will be world famous in a few weeks' time, maybe. Yeah. That's not going to happen, is it? But yeah, so we've all been busy.
Yeah.
And there are good things that have come out in the last year. So, yay.
Yeah, it's not all been bad.
Not all of it.
Hell of a lot of it, but not all of it.
Yeah. There have been brief respites from the year.
Sorry, seems to got cut off there.
Brief respites just from the year.
Ah, right, okay.
And God damn it, the year is still happening.
Yep. Still plenty more that can happen in the next. I feel like it's almost like a stingray. Like anything could happen in the next half hour. Like anything could happen in the next
10 days.
Yeah. Anything could happen in the next 10 days.
Well, 11.
11. Ish,
okay. That's I'm recording. They don't know when we're recording, so we could be like 3 days. We could be recording on Christmas Day for all they know. We're not.
Yeah. The alien civilization that finds these archives. We bid you a good day.
Wow.
And it turns out the human race could not be trusted with the planet.
No. Who'd have
thought?
So, good luck.
To be fair, I mean, it's the systems that humans employ that are the real big issue.
Yeah. And people being stupid assholes.
Yes.
I mean that's a constant, but it just sometimes they get louder.
Yeah. Yeah, they really do. And it's really annoying as well when you've got, like, say, for example, a fandom like Star Trek, and you have, like, those annoying assholes that, they assume that they're in the majority because they're shouting loudly about stuff. And it's like,
yeah,
just go away.
It's a, hey, I'm a true fan, which means that I completely missed all the fucking obvious messages that have been communicated in every single series of Star Trek and all the films for the last 4 decades. Yeah, well done you. You can't be trusted with anything.
Pretty much.
Things, yeah. Yeah, cats are nice and flowers are pretty.
I think that's...
all we've got time for in this episode, I suppose.
And this
year. And this year.
Yes.
And this everything...
Brain melting.
Much melt. Less brain. But that seems accurate. I mean,
true.
We're going to be.
Anyway, so what do we do now? Is it good night from?
Yeah, usually.
So it's good night from?
It's good night from me, Paul Wood. I'm Retroid on Eurogamer.net and Super Retroid on Twitter.
And it's good night from me, Emily King. I'm on Twitter at EMKingMA.
It's good night from me, Paul Blewett, and I'm on Twitter's at Paul Blewett. You could find show notes over at www.nerdassemble.co.uk. We're on
iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I said Facebook, didn't I?
Yeah.
We said Twitter?
Twitter, Nerds Podcast, and also on Instagram at Nerds Podcast when we remember to post something on there. Oh, an update, in case you haven't seen the tweet. Episode 232? Was it 232? We, or 231, we had not had received codes for Road Redemption. We this week received codes for the US store for the Switch, which obviously didn't work in the UK, complained. And finally today, Thursday, day of recording for Christmas, we finally got codes we could use.
Remarkable.
The game's been on commercial release for over a month, so, you know, kind of, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that's like. So yeah, that's everything I got. Is everything everyone else got? Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.